Random House Audio presents The Last Werewolf by Glenn Duncan. Read for you by Robin Sachs. First Moon. Let It Come Down. Chapter 1.
It's official, Harley said. They killed the Berliner 2 nights ago. You're the last.
Then after a pause,
I'm sorry.
Yesterday evening, this was. We were in the upstairs library of his Earl's Court house, him standing at a tense tilt between stone hearth and oxblood couch, me in the window seat with a tumbler of 45-year-old Macallan and a Camel filter, staring out at dark London's fast-falling snow. The room smelt of tangerines and leather, and the fire's pine logs. 48 hours on, I was still sluggish from the curse. Wolf drains from the wrists and shoulders last. In spite of what I'd just heard, I thought, Madeline can give me a massage later. Warm jasmine oil and the long-nailed magnolia hands I don't love and never will.
What are you going to do?
Harley said. I sipped, swallowed, glimpsed the peat bog plashing white legs of the kilted Clan Macallan as the whiskey kindled in my chest. It's official. You're the last. I'm sorry. I'd known what he was going to tell me. Now that he had, what? Vague, ontological vertigo. Kubrick's astronaut with the severed umbilicus spinning away all alone into infinity. At a certain point, one's imagination refused. The phrase was, it doesn't bear thinking about. Manifestly, it didn't.
Marlowe?